And from our New York studios up in Harlem, say good morning, Urban League Convention, to Jackie Reed.
Good morning. Good morning, Urban League. Happy Friday. Good morning, Tom, Sybil, and Jay. Okay, everybody, we know Black Girls Rock, right?
Right.
Right, right, right. Well, this morning, my guest is the founder of all things Black Girls Rock. Her work goes much deeper than the incredible award show that we see every year on BET. Her main focus is a summer program she hosts every year that works to empower young Black girls from around the world. It's called the Black Girls Lead Conference. Tom, I actually had the pleasure to be a part of the conference yesterday. It was such a moving experience seeing what's being done with these young women. I moderated a panel actually on activism. So this morning I'm going inside her story with celebrity DJ and my girlfriend, Black Girls Rock founder Beverly Bond. Good morning, Beverly.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, good morning. Very well. Thanks for joining us, because I know this is a busy season for you because the conference is underway.
Yes.
Now, you've been working with young girls for years. What are some of the issues that that concern you as you host this year's conference?
Well, I mean, you know, obviously we are in a time period of social unrest that we've never seen before. So civic engagement and social action is a big part of this year's conference. But there's also, you know, we want to make sure that they are well-rounded individuals. And so it's important for us, for them to find their voices and to find their own truth and their own agency. And so we're trying to help them do that by offering them, you know, workshops that deal with everything from civic engagement to technology to financial literacy to cultural literacy and media literacy. You know, we have empowerment classes. We have panels like the one you led yesterday. We have great TED Talks today. President of BET, Lewis Carr, is coming to speak to them about vision. Then they have the arts and poetry and writing. So I think, you know, helping our kids define their voices, and especially in this time when they are seeing so much negativity directed at them, and also, you know, that a lot of times when education systems are not necessarily giving our kids the best that they need to be well-rounded individuals, you know, we come in, we're the village, and we continue to do the work that's not being done.
You know, Jackie, I have to confess, I'm like you said, a lot of people only know this event from the BET award show and
right.
the really nice T-shirts.
yes, we have T-shirts.
That's a good start.
And I right. did not know all of the things that you do.
Yeah, it's amazing. And she's been doing this work for years, even before the award show began, correct, Beverly?
Well, we started the award show in 2006, so the award show's been going on before we went to TV. It's just, it's gotten a much bigger platform, but we were doing the award show and the mentoring programs, the summer camps, the Saturday enrichment programs. We've been working with children for years, with girls.
Yeah, Jackie was telling me about her experience yesterday. Jackie, tell me that story about the 15-year-old.
Yeah, Bev, there was one girl I wanted you to share who had, you know, we were talking about activism with a panel that I was moderating, and the audience is these young, beautiful, amazing girls. And one girl stood up and asked one of our panelists how she should deal with the fact that she has a younger brother and an older brother, and she lives in fear for their lives mm-hmm. and their safety.
Absolutely.
Because of what we're seeing in the news every day about Black men being killed the way that they are at the hands of police. And I wanted you to kind of share that story a little bit more, because she's very young. What, 15?
She was 15, and she also, you know, she felt conversation was about, you know, how we react. And one of the conversations was, you know, should we kind of bring it down in these confrontations, or what is it that we should do? And so there was, you know, there was spicy conversation about what
about whether we should de-escalate or take
right.
it up. Yeah.
You know, and so, you know, in all the conversation, you know, she got up and she started speaking about the fact that she is living in fear of what would happen to her brother, and she started crying, and she says, "Well, how do you prepare your mind that you might lose, that he might be gone? Like, what do I do? How do I prepare my mind that my brother might come out, go outside one day and just be killed?"
You know, and it's scary that young girls are carrying this burden, you know, at this time in their life.
It is unbelievable that this is the kind of burden that in 2015.
That's going on in their heads.
In 2015.
Yeah.
You know, it is unbelievable that this is what's going on. But yeah, it is the real concern. I mean, the panel went overtime because, you know, they had so many questions. They had so much to contribute. You know, one of the girls that was even saying, you know, something similar to what Rahel was saying about, you know, why do we have to calm? We've done that and it doesn't seem to be getting anywhere. And what I didn't share was that girl is the daughter of a mayor of a major city, you know? Mm. And so this is, you know, our girls are coming from all over the place and they have these, you know, they have to deal with this environment and we have to shape the future leaders to be able to.
So what was the conclusion?
The conversation.
Did they turn it up?
We had to agree to disagree because it was like, and just if I can provide some context, Bev, before you respond, it was a panel about activism, but it really turned into in a way for a big part of it about when you're confronted with a police, you know, by a police officer, what should you do in that moment? Should you comply, you know, and just be a very agreeable and live to fight another day? Or should you, knowing your rights, challenge that officer about why you're being stopped or, you know, harassed or bothered?
What
should
consensus?
You do? And go ahead, Bev, you can go.
Well, there were many sides to the conversation, and I understood where everyone was coming from. I think that what the panel was trying to say, you know, is that we've been doing this for so long. We've been doing the, you know, like there's a time when we have to stop thinking. We have to just stay in our place and stay calm, and just, you know, that kind of, it doesn't sit well in the minds of especially
scary.
Young black
that
people
is very
that
scary.
Yeah, that you just have to stay still and stay in, it's like basically stay in your place. I don't want to use the N-word, but that's what it sounds like.
Yeah.
You know? But at the same time, as concerned parents, like one of our teachers that was on the panel, Nadia Lopez, who's our 2015 Black Girls Rock Change Agent Award winner, you know, she said that you know, while she has to make a conscious effort to bring, because she teaches in Brownsville, one of the worst communities as far as violence is concerned in New York. And so she said that, you know, she has to make a conscious effort to bring it down. She doesn't want anything to happen to any of her students. So she does have conversations with them about that, but it doesn't mean that you don't fight the power. You just do it in maybe not in the moment. And so, you know, there was a back and forth that went down, you know, and I understood both sides of what was being said.
Yeah.
Are you
it
hopeful,
was a
Beverly?
I'm sorry?
Are you hopeful?
I am hopeful. I'm hopeful because of these kids and seeing the kinds, I mean, when Jackie will tell you, the kinds of questions and conversation and comments that they had, they are prepared to be leaders. And they are preparing themselves to be leaders. They are preparing themselves to focus on bringing out the best of what they have to offer, whether that is through, you know, however they are expressing themselves in life and whatever their passions are, they are prepared to try to use that passion to make a difference in the world in a positive way.
They're amazing girls. Beverly,
hopeful.
Beverly, I know you can't do this for free. How can people support your camp?
Please, blackgirlsrock.org. You know, we certainly, we are a nonprofit. The nonprofit does this
and you can
work,
buy t-shirts
well.
Then, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
You can buy t-shirts.
My favorite t-shirt.
Yeah,
I love those t-shirts.
Yeah, buy them
I
from us,
it.
Please, people, because we're bootlegged all over the world.
Yeah, that's true.
And if you know a young woman that wants to go next year, look that up.